just a small drainage for a small amount of water, and a canal is cut large enough. They usually run from, say, 4 by 6 to 8 by 10s. It depends. I've seen them cut 20, 30 feet wide and 20, 30 feet deep. Mm-hmm. That was still called a canal.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, if there's a very heavy rainfall and the rain cut out a channel across a road or a field, what would you call that place? It's a, maybe cut out
a gully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, say that you had a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods in the field. Say it's about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. Got a name for that. What would that be called?
You mean in the woods, or, well, it could be a called a gully or a ravine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. And let's see, what do you call the thing that you turn to open the door over there?
The bolt? The mm-hmm. knob?
The term knob, do you ever use that for it to mean a hill or something like a hill?
No, that's always been the doorknob or the door handle.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call a
something
that's much, much larger than a hill, much higher? It's a what? Like you'd have up in East Tennessee.
Oh, the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
let's see, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp, you would call that what?
A cliff.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you had two. If you, instead of one cliff, you might have two.
That's right.
Let's see. Now, what do you call the place where boats all stop and unload their freight?
That's the wharf.
Mm-hmm. What if it's out in a pond? What would you call it?
In a pond?
Yeah, where you just hit your, you know, tie your boat to.
Dock.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, anything else that people would call that around here?
A launching pad.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And what do you call the place where a large amount of water falls a long distance, say over a mountain?
Waterfalls.
Something like that. Yeah. Could you tell me the kinds of roads that you have around here? What kinds of roads?
Well, we have what we call the farm-to-market roads that are all paved. And then we have the little side roads that lead into residence that where there's not over one family or one or two families involved, that still is on the regular clay roads.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call it? Oh, if it goes, say, what do you call something like US 10?
That is
what kind of road?
State highway. Mm-hmm. If it's four lane, why, it's usually addressed. And they've got numbers for them, like I-65 is a four-lane highway.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a road in town there? That's a what?
That's a street.
Mm-hmm. And could you, let's see, one other question. Suppose you come to a man's farm down a public road and come to a turnoff going to the man's house. What do you call that?
The lane.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Ever heard of that call anything else?
Well, the drive or the lane.
Mm-hmm. And side road, did people ever call that anything else? Don't think so?
No, I don't believe so.
Could you tell me what some of the roads are usually made out of? Say a highway, what's that usually made out of?
Well, it's asphalt, slag, and asphalt or gravel mixture. And it depends on how much traffic you've got on it and what weight traffic's going over it as to how thick you have to make it.
Mm-hmm. And you might use the black sticky substance.
That's right. They call it a blacktop or asphalt and slag, which is the same thing. The bricks, they're asphalt to place the slag down and equalize it and then pour their asphalt, sand and asphalt mixture over that and roll it in through this slag. Mm-hmm. to make the base.
What is that black sticky substance that they use?
That's your asphalt. Mm-hmm.
Any other name for that, maybe?
Well, not that goes on a highway.
What's that made from? Asphalt, do you know?
Well,
that?
it's it's got various things in it. It has creosote is one thing. It eliminates deterioration and sheds water. Mm-hmm. But